This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. And our producer is Matt Doyle. Your number, 877-217-5757. And our email is talk@talklouisiana.org. First half of the hour, we're with Richard Zuschlag, who's rolled in from Lafayette, where he is a big member of that community and for the community of Louisiana. This year, Richard was inducted into the Louisiana Political Hall of Fame in Winfield. In 2012, he was a Louisiana legend with Louisiana Public Broadcasting, and for good reason. This man was born in 1948, about, 9 months after Pete Maravich, a few miles apart. Pete in Aliquippa, Richard in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Went to college in Washington, D.C., went to work for Westinghouse, and was on his way, and then something happened on the way to the forum, and you ended up in Louisiana. How did this occur?
Well, Westinghouse sent me down to Lafayette on an experimental trial program, and I had no choice but to go because they had provided me a draft for a job, and I was not anxious to take off and go to the Vietnam War. So I came down to Lafayette somewhat reluctantly. In fact, I can tell you that after the first few months, I wasn't real happy with the heat, the highly seasoned food, and I actually talked to my dad about quitting my job and moving back to Pennsylvania. He said, no, you can't come back. You can't stay with your mom and me. You need to follow through and make your one-year commitment there. At the end of that 1 year, when they got ready to send me back up to Baltimore, I resigned from Westinghouse and helped my two partners start and found Acadian Ambulance in September of 71. And, you know, it's been a blessing ever since.
You were 23 years old. I'm sure at that time you probably thought this was the first of many ventures, but it became a very big one.
Yes, no idea on earth that it would ever grow beyond Lafayette. In fact, the city of Lafayette and the parish had a problem because the funeral homes had received some new guidelines from the federal government on minimum standards to provide ambulances, and funeral homes through the years traditionally provided that service, and they didn't want to meet the next step. And so the city and parish government kept going out for RFPs across the South, and nobody would make a proposal to Lafayette except us, our group, three of us, all very young. And the mayor at the time was Ray Bertrand, and he was very concerned that we were too young and didn't have the financial wherewithal to be able to be stable. And I ended up going to see him four times in a two-week period. And the fourth time, I sat outside his office from 3 o'clock until he went home that night at 7, and he was irritated because he didn't want to see me. But I convinced him to call the mayor of that little town back up in Greenville to see how that membership program had worked. And after he talked to that mayor, he decided, because nobody else had given any proposals, to give us a chance.
Well, you're coming up in a couple of years on 50 years in business in Louisiana. You're president, CEO, chairman of the board. This has been touted, Acadian Ambulance, as the largest private ambulance service in the U.S. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is.
And it's based in Lafayette, Louisiana, a true success story. And most people know the name Richard Zuschlag, but they probably don't know this fascinating backstory. And the ambulances back in the day, as you note, were provided by funeral homes.
And, you know, if you look way back in the horse and buggy day, the undertaker was the only person that had a wagon big enough to take somebody laying down. Most of the time, the doctors would come to your house. But then and now, funeral homes would use their wagon to haul somebody off to the doctor's office or to the little clinic in the community. So it's traditional that they do that. Economically, think about this. In those early days, they may have gotten $2,500 for a funeral and $25 for an ambulance transport. Wasn't very much economics involved in them placing a second person in the back of the ambulance. They just provided a service. And so when we came along, we made a dramatic change by using the Vietnam medics because in the early 70s, there were no paramedics or EMTs around. But these Vietnam medics came back with a great deal of experience, and that was what really got us off to good credibility in the Lafayette community because those doctors liked having somebody that was experienced.
You, how many employees do you have now?
Approximately 4,800 employees, and I'm proud to say that 80% of our company is now owned by the employees through an ESOP.
80%?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, Russell Long wrote this legislation, and it was his desire to transform transfer wealth from the ownership to the rank-and-file employees. So when my two partners, Richard Sturdes and Roland Dugal, exited the business in 98, their stock was sold to an employee trust, and the ESOP was born. And so if an employee working for us chooses to put 4% of their pay into the 401k, then the company matches that with between 8 and 12% of their annual salary in company stock. And the better the company does, the better their retirement's going to be.
Well, you are now so Lafayette that most people think you're a native. And I must say, you sound more like you're from Louisiana than Pennsylvania now. You've been here a long time. And I'm sure you've had offers to move your company elsewhere.
I have, but you know, I was blessed enough when I used to drive the ambulance. I drove it the first 2 years, and I wasn't that good of a driver. I had a merit badge from Boy Scouts in first aid. But you know, I was fortunate enough to meet a registered nurse at the little hospital in Brobridge, a Dupuy, Elaine Dupuy. And so I could never be identified as a Cajun, but she surely is a Cajun, and my three children are Cajuns. So I guess I'm an honorary Cajun, but I love the way of life here in Louisiana. I dare say that maybe had we tried to start this kind of a company somewhere else in the country, we may not have had the success we had, because the loyalty and the dedication of the employees, the culture of South Louisiana is very special, and you help each other out. And I tell you, the loyalty of the employee workforce and then my loyalty back to them by letting them own a part of the company has really worked to our advantage.
Well, I must say that I may get in trouble for saying it, but people who live in Lafayette, many of whom came from other places such as you, Richard, they feel a kinship to that community that is profound, and I think even more profound than Baton Rouge, which is a very insular city, or New Orleans. It is really a connection that is remarkable.
Do you know, back in my early days, I worked part-time as a radio broadcast engineer, and one of my early assignments was to pick up the basketball announcers from Nashville, from the big radio station WSM up there in Nashville. And I took them over to the old Blackham Coliseum and wired them up to do the broadcast back when Lamar was our star basketball player in Lafayette.
And Dwight Bow Lamar.
Yes. And, you know, I tried to describe Lafayette. I'd only been there for about 18 months. I tried to describe that to them. And when they come on the air, I've never forgotten them coming on and saying, "We're broadcasting live from Lafayette, Louisiana, a paradise amongst the swamps."
I remember Dwight Bow Lamar, Roy Ebron,
yes,
and Burl Shipley had a program going that got shut down. But the university there, of course, is a huge component of Lafayette. And you were involved with both UL and LSU. How does that work? Most people, there's a dividing line there, but you've crossed both.
Yes, I have great respect for both institutions, and they both are major universities. And there's a lot of other universities I work with now, because we've really expanded across the whole state. And I think our university education system has gotten a lot better. So I'm very supportive of all the higher education universities in our state. I have to be careful what I say, because we're talking to more people than just the ones here in Baton Rouge and Lafayette.
877-217-5757 is your number, and the email is talk@talklouisiana.org. And we do have a few inquiries. Here's one, Peter in Lafayette, asking what kind of training your employees, particularly the drivers and the EMS people, what kind of training do they receive?
We're very particular about making sure that we have very good driving skills, because we don't want the ambulances to be in a lot of wrecks. But let me tell you something, and our listeners could help out. There's a huge shortage in this state of EMTs and paramedics. Right now, I am 75 paramedics short and approximately 15 EMTs short. An EMT takes about 12 weeks to get the certification as an EMT, which is a lot of first aid, but that's required to drive the ambulance. The paramedic works in the back with the patients. Paramedics training can take anywhere from 12 to 15 months. Much of it now is computer-based. So anybody that has an individual that's interested in this kind of work, and you have to have a special calling to help your fellow mankind, they should go to our website, which is acadianmedic.com, and they can find out how to sign up for EMT classes all across the state of Louisiana and paramedic classes. And I'll just say this, an EMT starts out making maybe around $32,000 a year. A paramedic will start out making around $46,000, but very quickly can be up to $55,000 to $60,000 if they perform well.
And where does a person go to inquire?
Well, they can go to this website, Acadian Medic, one word, acadianmedic.com, and they can find all the information on where these classes are being taught. A lot of the paramedic programs are tied into the state community college program, and so we work with the local community colleges to provide this training. But there's a lot of people that don't understand it or know much about it, and I think that because we're trying harder and harder to get these EMT programs started in our area high schools, but there is a big shortage right now. We hope people will sign up and join us.
We'll return, spend some more time, and go to the phones with Richard Zuschlag, the president, CEO, chairman of the board of Acadian Ambulance, largest private ambulance service in the United States, based in Lafayette. More Talk Louisiana after this 90-second pause. This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Some more time with Richard Zuschlag, CEO of Acadian Ambulance, largest private ambulance service in America. Started in 1971 in Lafayette. So in 2 years, this company will be observing, celebrating its 50th anniversary as one of the great entities in the state of Louisiana. If you'd like to talk with Richard Zuschlag, the number for this recent Hall of Famer, political Hall of Famer in Winfield, is 877-217-5757. And I don't think I've told this story on the air in 15 years, but 15 years ago I was in a serious car accident in Napoleonville, broke my neck, a lot of other bones, was bleeding out, and was rescued by a former truck driver, Molly Sullivan. She called 911, and the Acadian ambulance people came, and I had a broken neck, C2 fracture. If they had handled me improperly, of course, I would have been paralyzed or worse. And they got me to Our Lady of the Lake. I didn't have much blood left in me. And if not for Acadian Ambulance, I wouldn't be doing this radio show.
I really appreciate you sharing that. It's really warm-hearted for me to hear these kind of comments. You know, I'm blessed to be in a business that makes a difference in people's lives and their outcomes. We transport almost 1,000 patients every day in the state of Louisiana. Approximately 50% of those would be 911 type emergency calls. The other 50% would be convalescent calls from nursing homes and to various different hospitals. But I'm very blessed because I'm not the smartest person around, but I figured out how to surround myself with some very competent individuals. And I have a tremendous seniority group at my place that has never left. They're just now beginning to retire. And you don't find very many companies in our state that have the history of people working 30 and 40 years. Right now, if you looked at the ones over 35 years of service to our company, there's a little over 100 of them.
Sister Martha calling from Our Lady of the Lake. Sister Martha, you're on the air with Richard Zuschlag.
Hi, Richard. Mr. Zuschlag, it's wonderful to hear your voice on the radio. And thank you, Mr. Inkster. You always do such a great job. I am a native of the Lafayette area, the Acadiana area, and I can say from firsthand experience the incredible relationship that the EMTs and the drivers of Acadian Ambulance have, not with their patients. I've experienced it firsthand with my own parents. It's more about a relationship and not just a business. And I could never say enough. I'm here at Franciscan University at FRANU, and we know how much education means, and definitely the quality of EMTs and medics are just the best in the country. And I don't know what we would do without Acadian Ambulance.
Thank you, Sister Martha.
Well, I have to say thank you, too, also. You know, I have great respect for Our Lady of the Lake here in Baton Rouge and their sister hospital up in Monroe and over in Lafayette. I will tell you this. There was a period of time 10 years ago when there was an extreme shortage of emergency room doctors and the emergency rooms were overloaded. And in my mind, maybe there was some wallet biopsies going on across the state. But the only hospital during this difficult period that never refused a patient in the back of our ambulance was Our Lady of the Lake here in Baton Rouge. I remember one evening having a patient being driven in an ambulance from Eunice, Louisiana, that had been turned down by five hospitals in that Acadiana area, and the only hospital that took that patient was Our Lady of the Lake over here in Baton Rouge. So they go on record as me remembering that they always took everybody, regardless of their ability to pay. And one of their CEOs that was a mentor of mine, Mr. Bob Davies, that ran Our Lady of the Lake, taught me at an early age when I expanded to Baton Rouge that I should not be so much worried about collecting the money, but about having good patient care and always taking care of everyone, regardless of their ability to pay.
Chris on Highland, I think this is Reverend Chris Andrews. You're on with Richard Zuschlag.
Good morning, Mr. Zuschlag, and thank you, Jim. It's a good program. I have a question about your need for employees. Is there an age cap on EMTs or paramedics? For example, I'm 72 years old, and one of the things I wanted to do back in the day was be a doctor, and I went to medical school for a short time. Would someone like me, if I was able to pass the exams and so forth, be able to work for your company?
Yes, certainly you would be eligible to work for us, and you have to be at least 18 years of age, and we don't have an age cap. There is a physical fitness test that you have to take to be able to lift certain pounds, et cetera. But if you're in good health, and I know right now that we have some 70-year-old EMTs and medics working for us, so if you had an interest, you'd be more than welcome.
Thank you, Chris Andrews, and you may have a new employee. Jim on Jefferson. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim and Richard. It's good to hear you in Baton Rouge. I certainly want to thank you and Acadian Ambulance for all your community work. There's not a high school football game that you don't see Acadian, and I'm down at the Capitol a lot, and there's always an Acadian Ambulance tech on board and ready to go to help us out. But I did want to, just if you could, I know Jim acknowledged him a few weeks ago, but if you could, Richard, just speak about our friend Bill Oliver, someone who I think helped you grow that company and someone who I think was a real star like you in both community involvement and business involvement in Louisiana. And if we could just say a few words about Bill, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right. Jim Nickel, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you so much for bringing up Bill Oliver. That's truly a loss to the state. He was one of my closer personal friends, somebody I have a great admiration. We got to know each other in the late 80s, and he was very instrumental as he climbed the ranks of Bell South and achieved being president of the Bell South for the whole state of Louisiana. And he was in the senior management before he became president, and he worked really well with me in helping Lafayette get the first 911 enhanced telephone system in the state. Now, there were a couple 911 systems in, but it was just the phone ringing. It didn't have the address or the location of the emergency. He and I got to be friends, and we worked very, very well together. And he helped me with an awful lot of technology, because I'm a communications engineer, to advance our company. And I was reminiscing with someone earlier this morning that during that terrible Hurricane Katrina, he and I would talk every evening. He lived in New Orleans. And he got one of his repair people over in Thibodaux to get a boat and go string a line through some trees to get to my transmitter in Thibodaux, which was on a hot 500-foot tower, so that I could have communications with walkie-talkies inside the Superdome. And that gave me, the only agency in the state, the ability to speak from Lafayette to Baton Rouge to New Orleans, and at the time opened up communications on that Tuesday afternoon so that they didn't have to have the state police drive tablet papers with written notes up to the governor's mansion. We could talk back and forth. He did a lot of things through his years to help me with technology, and I did a lot of things with him in politics, and he taught me how to work with the legislature and local government in many ways, and we became good friends through our businesses. This gentleman gave a lot to the state of Louisiana. When he was in charge of Bell South, there's an awful lot he did through financial incentives and donations to education and universities throughout this entire state, and I have great respect for his leadership and what he's done, and Louisiana will definitely miss him.
Randy and Zachary. Randy, you're on with Richard Zuschlag.
I just want to say that years ago, my mother in my yard fell and broke her hip, and y'all came out very quickly and real professional and handled her with real great care. and got her to the hospital pretty quick. And I just want to thank you.
Well, that's very kind of you to take time to say thank you. I'm kind of glad I came down to do the radio broadcast because sometimes I'm the one that deals with things that might go wrong from time to time, which does happen. We try not to make the same mistake twice, but to hear these accolades and praise is a direct result. It goes back to our employees. I have surrounded myself with some very caring people that care about each other, about the community they serve, and particularly about their patients. And I love to hear stories of what our people do to go out of the way to help their patients. And so thank you for sharing.
We'll spend a few more minutes with Richard Zuschlag, and then we hear from Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief from The Advocate. And your number is 877-217-5757. Email us at talk@talklouisiana.org. And now we pause for the news with Karen Henderson on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief from The Advocate, but we're wrapping it up with Richard Zuschlag, President and CEO of Acadian Ambulance, largest private ambulance service in America, and it is a public-private partnership. Richard was inducted into the Louisiana Political Hall of Fame this year, and for good reason, because I don't know of anybody who deals with more state agencies than you do, and you've done it for 48 years.
You know, I've been very blessed to have a great relationship with every governor. The one we have now, John Bel Edwards, might be one of the greatest relationships. I really believe in the Medicaid expansion program because it brings a minimum level of care to all of our citizens. Nobody gets left out. And that has been a very big help. We are regulated in most cases by the local government, either the police jury, the city, or both. They'll regulate our rate structure, and they regulate our response times. And when we get out of whack and we're not meeting our minimum standards, there are opportunities for them to issue us a fine or not to renew our contract. I can just say part of our success is the ability for us to have such a great relationship with the fire department, the police department, the sheriff's department, the state police. We all work very well together. And that's one of the reasons why Acadian's been so successful. We can't do this by ourselves. It takes the local public service agencies, all the 911 first responders, helping and working together as a team. And we're proud to be a part of that team. And we enjoy a good relationship with our mayors and our police jury presidents. It does take a lot of political work to keep up, but we all want the same thing. We want what's best for the patient. We want to have good patient care that is affordable, and we want to be able to work together. And that's one thing that our employees have learned, and I have taught our employees over and over again, to help each other out and to give back to their communities. And so we're very involved in the communities we serve.
Well, thank you, Richard, and congratulations on almost five decades of success, and certainly we want you back for your 50th anniversary. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Pleasure to share the microphone with a former radio guy. What if you'd gone into radio?
No telling.